cloth was too large for the shelf, so it stood 90 years on the floor. It was taller by half than the old man himself, though it weighed not a penny weight more. It was bought on the morn of the day that he was born. It was always his treasure and pride. But he stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died. And watching its pendulum swing to and fro, many hours he spent as a boy. And in childhood and manhood the clock seemed to know and to share both his sorrow and joy. And it struck 24 when he entered at the door with a blooming and beautiful bride. And it stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died. 90 years without slumbering, his life seconds numbering. It stopped short, never to go again, when the old could hire, not a servant so faithfully found. It wasted no time, and it had one desire at the end of each week to be wound. And it stayed in its place, not a frown upon its face, and its hands never hung by its side. But it stopped short, never to go again, when the old in the still of the night, an alarm that for years had been dumb. We knew that his spirit was pluming in flight, that his hour of departure had come. Still the clock kept its time with a soft and muffled chime as we silently stood by his side. And it stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died. 90 years without slumbering, his life seconds numbering. It stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died. Yes, it stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died.